Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is James, a.k.a. Lips, and you're listening to an Uncensored Radio Rewind. Find out the origin of Jeffrey's infamous cat clip, followed by a brand new episode of The Schmooze. Are you ready for this one?
UCR.
Go.
Unstoppable, original, uncensored radio.
And this, of course, is Unscripted Radio. Welcome. I am joined by my lovely co-host, always the bridesmaid, never the bride. That is until next year, Jeffrey.
Hello, darling.
Holla.
I see we had a little technical difficulty when we first started the show. I thought you were logged in. Hello, Michael, in the chat room. Hi, shout out. But I saw your cell phone was in the queue as well, so what the hell's going on there, Pumpkin?
Oh, I was experimenting with something. All right, so you guys know how we're always saying if you want to call in and talk to us, call 323-417-6705. Well, that's also the number to call if you're unable to listen over your laptop or your computer on the internet connection. So if you call into the number, you push 1, it actually lights up on our switchboard that you want to say something. But if you push 1 again, it turns the light back off. So that I was just playing with something to see how it all works.
Oh, you didn't know that?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
I thought if you pushed 1, the light just always stayed on.
No. See, this is what you would know these things if you watched the videos.
I don't like videos.
So it's just in the chat room, and I was trying to say to Michael, what the hell was on Oprah's last episode? She's like, I see you, I hear you, and there's something else, and I can never remember what the hell it is. I know it sure as hell wasn't, I feel you.
You never know. You never know. Well, so last night's show was interesting, I gotta say.
I know. I wonder if Sam something or other is going to call in again. That was definitely an experience.
Yeah. Sam, if you're out there, buddy, give us a call. But, it was interesting. I definitely want to throw it out there that we want to keep this show as real and open and unscripted as possible, hence the title. But at the same time, we just all want to be mindful of each other's own opinions and experiences. So,
why don't I just clue everybody in that there was the guy that called in last night that was like going off his rocker about Libya and everything. He was in the chat room and he was saying, death to America, burn the flag, all kinds of crazy, just stuff that I personally felt was like taking things a little too extreme. I'm all about free speech, but I'm like, okay, everybody in the chat room was getting pissed. So I just gave him the boot out of there. In retrospect, I probably should have had him call in again because it probably would have been heated and fun, but I think he was just a douchebag, to say the least.
Yeah, that's definitely one way of putting it. I mean, we want to keep this show fun and light and serious all at the same time. But, of course, we have to keep things in perspective. And, something like that, you're going to come on our show and, you want to be respectful to the host and also the other guests in our chat room. So keep that in mind as you guys are dialing and chatting away in that chat room.
If you'd like to share your thoughts on any of tonight's topics, all you have to do is bring us right here at the show. Go ahead and dial 323-417-6705 and just be sure to push 1 to speak with the host. You're listening to Unscripted Radio.
So, I had an interesting day today. It's not often I talk about my work, but let me tell you about. All right, first off, I write estimates on cars. That's my other job besides this lovely show, at least until the show pays me what I make writing estimates on cars. Well, I went and wrote an estimate. It started yesterday on a 07 Jeep Grand Cherokee. This guy apparently, I don't even know how, drove his car up over a curb and managed to hit that curb so hard he knocked out his engine. Like boom, it sat in the road. I don't even know how that was possible. How? Oh, God.
I don't really understand it. It's just kind of madness to me.
It really is. I mean, have you ever heard of such a thing? I mean...
I definitely have a talent when it comes to totaling vehicles and blowing them up. Yeah, how many people can say they blew up a Lexus? I, though, cannot for the life of me figure out how this was pulled off.
Well, here's the best part. There was no damage to the front bumper. I mean, your front bumper cover and your engine cradle, they're usually about the same height off the road surface, you know? I mean, how... I don't get it. And then to smack it hard enough that you knock the engine out, I don't know.
That's skill. I mean, I mean, we were talking about this earlier, and I was like, did they go up on the curve sideways? And either way, I mean, it's a Jeep Cherokee. It's not like it's, you know, a little teeny car that's close to the ground. Like, this is up a couple feet.
It's got some clearance.
Yeah, so how the engine just, you know, goes boom, I just can't.
So for all you folks out there driving 07 Jeep Grand Cherokees, if you happen
be
to
be careful, your shit's going to fall out.
Yeah, be careful. Be careful.
You never know. I hope you have Geico.
Oh.
I mean, State Farm.
Allstate.
I mean, Allstate.
You're in good hands. We'll try not to give you a quality recycled engine.
Oh, Lord. I still, for the life of me, cannot understand.
I've seen a lot of strange things. I mean, I've seen cars that have been completely burned to the ground, but for the life of me, I've never seen one.
If you've seen them completely burned to the ground, how did you really see it, bitch? Because there was nothing left.
Just the shell.
Oh, I'm like thinking, you know, you're like looking at the ashes on the ground trying to go through it like, yeah, I'm definitely thinking this is totaled. But you think this is totaled? Yeah, I think it's totaled too. I can just see you in the salvage yard. Like, I don't know what they want me to do with this.
Well, believe me, I've done that a couple times. Like, how do you write an estimate on a car that's completely burnt? I mean, what? Where do you start, you know?
Like, probably the dead body. Oh, my God, have you ever found a dead body in a car yet? I'm excited about this.
Not a dead body, but I have came across some bodily fluids.
What?
Well, some of these accidents that people get in are severe enough where the car gets...
Oh, never mind. I went to a whole different place. Sorry.
Not that bodily fluid.
It's like, how does that work?
Well...
Yeah. I mean, I know how it works. Never mind. Okay, anyways, I took it into the gutter 9 minutes in. Yay for me!
Well, we made it further than most nights.
I know. And we just want to say, Madison is not listening, she's not on air with us tonight, and we just want to say we miss you, come back soon, hope you feel better. She's a little under the weather.
She had to take a mental health day.
Oh... Can I tell you, I needed a mental health day earlier. Like, I don't know what has been going on with this daycare, but by the end of the day, my nerves are fried. So I have from, like, 5 o'clock to, like, 8 o'clock to, like, calm down, get ready for the show, relax, And then, you know, by the end of the show, I'm so amped up that I can't sleep. So I'm up to like 12, 1 o'clock in the morning, and I have to get up at like 5:30. Can I tell you how much this sucks?
I feel your pain. Although I don't have the trouble falling asleep at night. Usually, you know, we wrap the show up around 10, and then Jeff and I do our nightly follow-up call just to review things and you know. But I usually fall asleep around 10:30.
I wish. I'm such an insomniac. It sucks. Like, and then if I get up, if God forbid I have to pee in the middle of the night, because then I'm up for 2 hours. Like, it is horrible. I hate it. It makes me batshit crazy. And then people are like, you are so bitchy. Like, you get 2 hours of sleep in a week and let me know how hot you feel. Oh, and I just want to say shout out to Lori. I hope the math final went well today and get some much needed rest and preferably lots of tequila.
Yes, yes. Be sure to tune in tomorrow night, guys. It is fantastic, fabulous Happy Hour Friday on Unscripted. And, well, if you've been a regular listener or have tuned in for the first time on Fridays, you pretty much know it all goes downhill very quickly. Because usually by the time we get around to doing the show, we're all about five sheets to the wind.
I'm not going to lie to you. I've had a couple glasses of wine tonight, and I'm feeling pretty toasted.
Well, if I didn't have to go chase down some more cars tomorrow, I'd be right there with you.
Look, I got to get up at the ass crack of dawn, but I ain't even care. I say, you know what? These children making me crazy.
Speaking of crazy, what, fill us in about this Area 51 down on Long Island, and shout out to Long Island.
Okay, well, I would have loved to fill you in, but you're going to have to give me a minute because I didn't get my Thursday night show final email. Somebody is slacking, or I'm not really sure what was going on.
Oh, well, I was, fine. Do you want a Thursday night final email?
Okay, you cannot send it to me, what I sent you, and then forward it to me. It does not work this way. Guys, like, I'm telling you, behind the scenes, we are such hot messes with this show, it's not even funny. Most of the times, we're hot messes on the air. Well, I don't know if you want to call us hot, but we're messes. It's not even natural. Okay, so I've got last night's leftovers and some new stuff for tonight. So, New York has its own... What, say who?
I like leftovers.
Okay, because I can say that word, Mike. I love you. New York has its own Area 51, apparently, in... Montauk? It's a small seaside resort town on the tip of Long Island that draws vacationers to its shores every year.
Beautiful. You can see Russia from it.
Camp Hero, located a short distance outside of Montauk, has roots as far back as the Revolutionary War, during which it was used to test military cannons. Later, during World War II, Camp Hero served as a coastal defense installation against any possible Nazis that were trying to get into America. So, blah, 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 Nazi, similar crap. So, this chick, Annie Jacobson, wrote a book about Area 51, yada, yada, yada. Okay, believers say people were kidnapped at U.S. Air Force Base and subject to mind control and time travel experiments, and extraterrestrials somehow had a hand in it all. It's been dubbed the Montauk Project, and it is the subject of an upcoming docudrama, Montauk Chronicles, executive produced, directed, and written by independent filmmaker. I'm not even going to say his name because, well, I'll say it if he comes on the show. But nobody has actually been able to approve these allegations. All that's left of the facility, currently a state park, are the above-ground remnants of the original Air Force Base. It's kind of like crazy. It was decommissioned in the 80s. It was an underground site for a lot of different things. They have radio towers. Like, if you go into the area, you're not allowed to go off, like, the trails. You can't use anything with a radio transmission. Like, it's madness. And there's these two guys from this place that are saying they were abducted, they were beatings, there was a lot of tortures, electrical shock, burials, near drowning. They'd bring you to the point of death, and then they would save you, and the person doing this would be your rescuer or God and would say, I'm the one that saved you, and remember that. And that became your handler, your programmer. You know, kind of craziness you all see in the movies with different sorts of things.
You know, it sounds like an episode of The X-Files that I watched.
It does. Like, I was reading this the other night, like, are you kidding?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm necessarily buying the whole government conspiracy alien thing. I don't know. I mean, it seems like that was sort of one of those things that was very trendy in the 80s and the 90s. Not so much nowadays. I mean, I haven't really seen any alien or government conspiracy stories in a while other than this one. And it
So I thought it was kind of odd.
It sounds so far-fetched.
Well, some of it is, but I mean, if you read the whole article, which, I mean, I guess I'll have to post online for everybody, and hopefully we can get, like, the guy who did the docudrama on, the guys go on saying that there were some aliens that were there on a semi-permanent basis, some just came through and visited, that there was grayish aliens that used to be humans, but they evolved from the other it's just kind of crazy, and then there was reptilian aliens. And, like, even the guy that was interviewing them was like, at some points you're like, okay, this could happen. And other times you're like, yeah. These guys just go on such a wild goose chase that you're like,
yeah,
really?
Well, I mean, I would buy into the whole government experiment thing. Because that, I wouldn't put past this government to save my life. I mean, they're probably drugging people and testing, you know, DNA mixing with pig skins or something to grow new fingers. I don't even know.
Yeah,
but,
well, the guy that did the documentary said, while filming my movie here, I couldn't understand why people are allowed to walk around a park where there are still unexploded devices or why radio equipment isn't allowed if the radio tower is now defunct and the entire base is completely non-operational. That question may be answered by a brochure issued in 2001 for visitors to Camp Hero, which include a section called Unexploded Ordnance Warning. And these are the following steps. Please follow the steps if you have come across an unexploded ordnance. Never transmit radio frequencies, like walkie-talkies or citizens' band radio near an UXO. Never attempt to touch, move, or distribute. Avoid any area where a UXO is located. Now, I guess you could just probably look up Camp Hero, but, I mean, are these things, I'm assuming they're signs?
I want to take a road trip now.
And then there's definitely, I know, right? There, it says that there's huge doors cemented and sealed into the side of several hills in the forest area. There's numerous things that appear to be above ground manhole covers. There are entrances that obviously go down into something. Like, it's just crazy. Like, I mean, truly, like, this is such an interesting stuff, and I love this kind of stuff, just because, I mean, I don't want to believe that we're alone in the universe. I mean, because it's so big, it'd be pretty boring if it was just us. Like, hi, we're the only ones for our own party. Earth, planet of humans, like, I mean, you know, party for one. Like, it's just not fun.
Right. Well, I think
but
we
I have,
should.
At the same time, it scares the shit out of me.
I think we should take our little show on the road, and I know Madison would be down for a road trip to an abandoned military base.
Because that base is over for some ghosts of some hot man folk.
Aren't we all? But
no,
I mean,
I'm good.
If this base has been decommissioned and there's no one really patrolling or, you know, monitoring anything, who's to stop us from digging up one of those manholes and going down in?
Look, they got unexploded things. I'm not trying to get my ass involved in that. Because with my luck, you will blow off your left arm. And I'm not trying to carry your bleeding ass back to some civilization.
We'll make Joe do it.
I find it interesting that if it's like decommissioned and it's a park, why wouldn't they like give tours and charge money? Like, obviously there was something that went on down there that is an issue, maybe radiation or whatnot, that they're not letting, you know, I mean, you would think, I mean, that would be neat for me. Like, I would pay to go on a tour like in that, like a museum. Anybody else? Chat room? Anybody listening online? Would you pay to go in?
I think Joyce is in.
Yeah, she was on a road trip, but she had no idea what the hell we were talking about.
Well, I think Sonia actually has something to say about military bases.
She's bored with it. Okay, Mike, bring her on.
All right, Sonia, fill us in. What do you have to say about military bases?
Well, outside of all the obvious things, oh, let's go do a road trip. If there's a way in, I'm sure I can figure it out. Come on. Wouldn't that be kind of cool to, like, wander around, find the bush, and then find this little tunnel, and, you know, I'll have flashlights, so we won't be in the dark.
I'm totally in for that. I think it would be a blast.
I
think it'd be fun, but I'm not going into any shit that they tell me I can't, because I ain't trying to get arrested. I got shit to do and bills to pay.
Well, you know, that would be the fun part. You find the entrance that isn't labeled, the one they forgot.
Yeah.
You know, there must be several rabbit holes around. There's got to be one unlabeled underneath something. You know, the metal detector might help a little bit. And oh, look, I was digging.
No, it says in the article that you can actually see the doors.
I know, but
like,
there's air holes.
Like, cemented in.
Right, but this was probably an underground bunker where there might have, it's a silo of sorts, I have no doubt. There's always back doors, little rabbit holes, ways out in case of emergency. You can't possibly remember all those, and there might be a couple of homemade ones. Wouldn't it be fun to just find one? If for nothing else, we could find one and be, y'all we can be famous. Going, look, we found another way in, but we didn't.
Well, all you got is cash, so I'll let you do it.
Well, who's going to feed them?
So, well, I don't know who's going to feed them for you, but that's, I don't know, but I ain't trying to.
But wouldn't it be kind of fun to go, I would love to go wandering up there, guys.
All right. Me, Madison, Jeff, and Sonia are taking a road trip down to Montauk.
I don't know why I keep getting brought into this. I ain't going up there with you.
We'll get you some tequila.
There might be some St. Denises or something.
Oh, please. My finding is a big deal. Everybody knows
the
universal sign for fuck off, so excuse me. Dad.
Every time y'all want to get into some trouble, somehow there's police and handcuffs involved, and I can't be a part of it.
Well, you know I have a handcuff key on my keychain, so what's the big deal?
Oh, for the love of God. All right, well, thank you for calling in on the Alien
right.
Matter, sister. So I definitely think I owe a quota. We should, yes, Joyce, you can go too. We should get this guy that did the documentary on and find out what we can find out, and then we'll do a live show from there. It's going to be a bummer. Nobody's going to be able to call in because we're not going to be able to see the switchboard. But.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
I think it'd be an well, we can call in from our phones.
Well, wait, what if they don't, isn't your cell phone a radio signal? What if we blow something up?
Okay, well, I'm going to stand back. I'm going to let y'all go in. I'll wait at the gate.
Oh,
we'll do a live Saturday show. Sonia, press the one on your phone. I'm out on the porch with a laptop. Minding the things. No, she's not telling me, Mr. Michael Smith, okay? I'm not trying to go to jail. I got bills and shit. Oh, Lori, you are something
else.
Oh, boy. Oh, have mercy. So, yeah, the whole alien thing is very interesting to me. I definitely hope there's life out there, because otherwise it'd be a pretty boring place.
Oh, I think so. And I'm sure we could dig a few up and get some photos to sneak up on our website.
Could you? I am, like, mortified. Anytime I watch, like, there's this new show on TNT, Falling Skies, I believe, or Skies Falling, I don't know, one or the other. I've got it DVR'd. It's on Sunday nights, I think at 9, and it was a two-hour season premiere. I watched, like, 5 minutes of it and started shitting bricks. Turned the television off and ran upstairs because I was not about to sit alone. No, it was Monday night I started to watch it. It was after the show. Like, I am not sitting up here by myself trying to watch this. I can't do it. Like, with the first time I watched Signs, that was it.
Oh, that movie
I had nightmares for a week.
Crap out of me.
I can't do it. Alien stuff scares me. Do you remember, anybody remember on Fox, years and years ago, it had to have been at least like 10, 15 years ago on Fox, they had something about the McPhersons, and they were like, it was, I think, maybe Thanksgiving or somebody's birthday or something, and the aliens, like, came and, like, took the whole family. Like, it was madness. I think it was, like, probably when Signs came out, because I think it was, like, a spoof off that. It wasn't really a spoof. It was supposed to be real, like the Blair Witch Project, but it was
yeah.
It scared the hell out of me.
The aliens freaked me out, but the Blair Witch Project, that was just dumb.
Yeah, that, I watched that Home Alone in the Dark, and I was like, really?
I mean, I'm more...
Really, now?
To
Mike's
that,
mom! I'm sorry. No.
You know, I wish I
would wipe her nose.
I mean, seriously, why couldn't I have ran through the woods in the dark and blew snot on a camera and made $1 million?
Serious? Well, I doubt they made $1 million, but... Yeah, that was kind of crazy. It was definitely an experience. But that was another thing. Like, I had nightmares from that because I'm like, oh, my God, is somebody going to try to come snatch me out of my bedroom window in the middle of the night?
Yeah, but it won't be an alien.
Yeah, well, they've got to try to get me out of the window.
Oh, man.
Okay, so we just had a little report in the chat room about the gay marriage. There'll be a vote without speeches. The senators who vote for the marriage bill will raise their hands. They're saying it's a tactic to deflect attention. So, are they voting tonight? Anybody know?
I don't know.
I guess, on Facebook.
Because there's a reliable source.
Well, no, because they've got that gay marriage for New York or something on Facebook. I'm a fan of it. And it gives you pretty much up-to-date stuff, and it'll give you, like, numbers for the senators to call in and all that good stuff. So it keeps you pretty much up-to-date. So, okay, so we don't know yet if they're voting. Well, hopefully soon, because I'd like to know. I got a wedding to plan. And I need to know if I'm going to Martha's Vineyard or if I can get married in New York.
I hear there's a lovely chapel in Cato.
No thanks. I'm going to opt to pass. No thank you. But speaking of craziness in Cato, oh, Lord, this is a good one. A 46-year-old woman has pleaded guilty to stealing a mink coat from a Twin City store and then hiding the coat in her underwear. This woman snatched a $6,500 fur coat, then hid it between her legs in a pair of barely there underwear for 3 days while she was in jail. A store employee said that Moreland was acting suspiciously. When the worker confronted the 270-pound chick, she lifted up her skirt and exposed her rear end, but no sign of the jacket. Police arrested her when they found a coat hanger in her car, but no outerwear. It was 3 days later in jail that she retrieved the contraband from her customized knickers and handed the mink coat over to cops. She pleaded guilty to the felony theft of property on June 20th, and will be sentenced August 8th.
You know, I don't think I'd want the coat back anymore.
How big is this chick's crotch? That's what I want to know, okay?
You would be surprised. When I used to work in retail at Carousel Mall, what people would do to get merchandise out of a store. I mean, everything from, you know, foil-lined insulated bags so that the sensors wouldn't be detected when they passed through the thing, to, you know, putting on clothes underneath clothes, stuffing things up inside their weave. You have no idea.
Oh, gosh. I just don't understand. Like, but she lifted up her skirt to show her ass in, and the coat wasn't there.
the coat was in the front end.
Guys, I have to say, I'm loving this chat room because I love when everybody comments on there. It's great. Now, if you people just had the kahunas to call in, it would be even better. Yeah, the coat definitely, its value was definitely depreciated, but that's got to be a big coat. I mean, a
well, yeah,
coat?
That's what I'm thinking. I mean, was it like, you know, a full length, like down to your ankle sort of thing? Or was it, you know, like a bomber style? I mean, because it's full length. I mean, full.
I'm saying, how big is this girl's vagina that she can fit a fur coat up there? And they said it was homemade knickers, but come on, Joyce, the front end. I'm saying, but how big? I mean, she'd have to, like, I mean, it's essentially like stuffing a watermelon in her hoo-ha. How does that work out?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know how you shove a fur coat up inside there and hope for the best.
Especially, and I find it amazing that she lifted her skirt, the rear end of it, but there was no sign of the jacket.
Oh, I think this whole fur coat up the hoo-ha has brought Madison in some high spirits because she's actually just buzzed in. Madison, what? Just have at it.
Okay, I can't. My silence is over. My personal day is over. And go figure, it took someone's vajayjay to bring me out of it.
Isn't it always
kidding?
Oh wait, I just got a update on this case. She had modified her underwear, says Commander Mark, something or other. She actually cut the rear end out of the underwear so that from the back it appeared she was not wearing underwear, then stuffed it down the front. Nobody noticed that there was some big poofy thing in the front, though? Come on.
It was her untrimmed bush.
Yeah, they figured she hadn't shaved in a while. You have that problem, Jeffrey, don't you?
No.
Oh, is Mike okay?
I'm good. It's starting to feel like Friday already. Thank you, Madison.
See, I'm glad Madison can call in and make you choke on something.
Dude, I'm telling you, it comes the mink coat in somebody's vagina, or people come out of the woodwork.
And I do not bite.
Yes, you do. Only one out.
You know, if you guys are
big belly. Oh my lord, this chat room is just out of control.
If you guys are listening online, definitely scroll down. Even if you don't sign up for a username so that you can comment, you can still read what is happening. It's almost like in order
it's a whole other show, kids.
It's
by
like
the way, not
shows going on at once here.
By the way, did you see the update on gay marriage? This is it.
Well, I know Lori in the chat room had said that they're supposed to be voting on it in the morning. Is that what your update said?
No, it says there's been a move in State Senator Ball to vote no on same-sex marriage. This move brings the overall tally to 31 in favor and 29 opposed and 2 undecided. Talks on rent regulation. Yeah. So, like, I mean, it goes on to say in here, but for the most part, I mean, now it's wavering.
Interesting.
So don't you know, get your garter out yet.
I'm going to be a bridesmaid for a while.
See, you can't knock Mike for that anymore. We'll get you a tiara. And we'll get your hubby one of those other rings, not the ones for your fingers.
Oh.
Well, hopefully it will be passed.
I feel like you're giving me a look right now.
Oh.
You?
Well,
no. But speaking of dirty looks, can we talk about this guy that was holding a chick hostage and he was updating his Facebook at the same time?
Well, I gotta say, updating your Facebook is very important.
So, this article says, For most of us, it's hard enough to navigate our daily grind while still remembering to check out the latest personal news bits on our social network of choice. But this guy Jason of Utah has no such trouble. In fact, he was able to ward off Salt Lake City's finest SWAT officers, keep a young woman as hostage, and update his Facebook all at the same time. He even went as far to add a few new friends to his social network during the scary ordeal. After Salt Lake police had discovered Jason was staying at a local hotel, they attempted to take him into custody on a felony drug charge. When he saw the law closing in on him, he attempted to make a last stand at the Western Colony Inn and began a string of Facebook updates. His first post read, "I'm currently in a standoff, kind of ugly, but ready for whatever." Over the next 16 hours, he had posted numerous additional updates and even took photos of himself and the woman the police identified as his hostage. His friends and family posted dozens of replies, both urging him to stand down without incident and even attempting to help him avoid arrest. One friend warned, "Gunner in the bushes, stay low," to which the subject replied, "Thank you, homie, good looking out." Eventually, the SWAT team took the hotel by force, though they never fired a shot. They secured the hostage without injury, while Jason, in a last attempt to evade arrest, shot himself in the chest with a pistol. He remains in critical condition. Police have not yet decided whether to charge the suspect's social network contacts or offering him aid during the standoff.
Okay. Oh, no.
The first thing I have to say is we've got to get this guy on if he ever recovers. Because where you come up with this crap?
That's a new one. I mean, I got to say, that takes social networking to a whole new level. But I can see how easy it could be. I mean, I've got one of those, brand new Windows phones that recently came out. And I could very easily hold a pistol in one hand and update my Facebook in the other. It's possible.
It just blows my mind. Like, it's bringing a new frontier to crimes.
I updated my Facebook while a gentleman caller was over.
Well, I mean, I guess it'd be like being in bed having some fun and like answering a text message or answering your phone.
I find that completely unattractive because
it's not like you haven't done it.
I have not.
You're like, "Hold on, I've got to go do something. I'll call you back in a little bit, 20 minutes after we got on the phone." And then you call me back 10 minutes later, but like, I had to get my booty call out of the bed.
Well, it's not like I was in the bed at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Unreal. It just blows my mind. And, like, the fact that people were trying to help this guy, and they're like, "Gunner in the bushes, stay low."
That cracks me up. I mean, I gotta say, I don't know how I feel about the police charging his Facebook friends with, like, you know,
it's kind of aiding and abetting if you're telling the dude that there's a gunner in the bush. But I want to know where his friend was that he knew that.
Well, I know. Was his friend, like, watching it on TV, like, and a helicopter was showing where they were? Or was his friend, like, outside in the parking lot? I mean,
I guess that's a good thought. I didn't think about there being a helicopter involved or, like, it being on the news. And if it was 16 hours, I'm sure there was.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I mean, I don't know. If it was something that was being broadcast on the TV and his friend is like, "Gunner in the bush," wouldn't the guy who's holding the girl hostage been able to turn on the TV and see the same thing?
Yeah, so, they probably could have cut the cable or something.
I mean, I just think it's getting into a very weird, fine line about, I don't know. I mean, I suppose it's good and it's bad. I mean, technology certainly has its ways of helping us solve crimes, but then at the same time, it's going to also make it easier for criminals.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. So it's definitely going to be interesting to see how the next couple of years play out. And I'm sure we'll hear of more of these kind of issues, you know? But it's definitely, I mean, I can't say, like, if it was on the news and they're saying, oh, so-and-so is holding somebody hostage, and they say their name, I would probably be the person to go to Facebook and friend request them because I'd want to see what's going on because I'm nosy.
Yeah, then you'd be the next person to be hauled ass down to the police station for
I didn't say I was. I ain't saying shit to this asshole. Okay, I'm just gonna watch.
Sir, why
this
did
is
you
why
decide?
We're called the Rhode Island.
Yeah, why did you decide to become friends with him on the very day that he was becoming arrested?
And I will tell that officer. Well, officer, I saw him on the news. They said his name. Said he was updating his Facebook account. So I friend requested him because, frankly, I'm nosy. And if that's a crime, you got a whole lot of people here you got to take to jail.
Just imagine taking my friends list to jail.
That would definitely be an experience.
Half of them have been to jail.
It would be like Gay Pride Part 2.
I'm telling you, I'm revoking my gay card.
Oh, God. This Michael Smith dude in the chat room is cracking me up. And he just one thing after another.
Hey.
Priceless.
Oh, who's he saying is cute?
The guy that's holding people hostages.
Oh, was he really?
I don't know.
Nice.
Wow. I don't think so.
You're about ready to go Facebook him, aren't you?
I was just going to say, he can come hold me hostage anytime.
Who, Michael
wow.
Smith?
No, the
wow.
guy.
The love our connection on here.
Moving
I
on.
I know.
Moving on.
Okay, Michael, in the chat room, if you're single and available, I know two folks on the phone that are.
Not the dating game. Not the dating game.
And his dog
what is
mine,
your
sir?
Dream first date? Please let us know.
A bottle of vodka and some pills. Oh,
I'm not sure. Is that, I'm assuming that's, I don't know if it's for Mike or Madison, but apparently our little friend in the chat room said he'll hold you hostage.
I'm assuming that's
it's
for you, Mike.
It's the hookup tonight on Unscripted. Yay!
Welcome to the Craigslist edition of Unscripted Radio.
Yeah. Yeah. Feel free to message me through unscriptedradio.com.
Or just message
or you can
me on my Facebook, and I
I'll tell you a little
Michael
secret. If you go and click on somebody's icon, you can private message them in the chat room. Just a fun little tidbit.
Yeah, I was talking dirty the other night to one of the guys.
You were talking dirty to me.
No, I talked dirty to you on the air. What's the difference?
Oh, Mike's going to get jealous.
So, okay, so, like, I know this is totally off topic, but we're really good at that. And I
well,
was just
I feel
thinking,
like the show's already gone to shit, and I don't know how to even recover at this point, so let's do it.
Well, okay, I was on my Dumb Laws website, and I figured just in honor of my favorite lesbian, I'd look up Massachusetts. And I figured it was only appropriate to read you a couple of these because I've been reading down through them, and they're more atrocious than New York State. I'm going to start off with Dumb Law for Massachusetts. It is against the law to allow a gorilla in your back seat of your car.
So they should sit in the front seat?
Exactly.
Good
a
to know.
A woman cannot be on top of in sexual activities, either, in Massachusetts.
Ever?
If it's the law, it's on there.
Huh.
It used, now, until 2000, it was the law that it was illegal to have tattoos or piercings, but it was overturned in early 2000.
Yeah, I can't see that one really working out so well.
And it's, it says bullets may not be used as currency.
Who?
It's saying bullets. It's illegal to use bullets as currency.
Well, you know, because whenever I go down to the Piggly Wiggly, then I gotta buy a loaf of bread. If I don't have change, I throw a freaking pack of 10 calibers on the counter and says, can you take this instead?
Well, I didn't know Donkey was loaded.
Donkey's always loaded.
So is mine. And it's also illegal to have alcoholic drink specials anywhere in Massachusetts.
Oh, well, I can't. Well, what? No. They didn't have happy hours, Cheers, did they, Mike?
No, actually, they didn't.
And we were there, which should have been happy hours. Oh, see, I can't even mess with that state no more.
Tomatoes may not be. You ready for
this? Oh, okay. Lori just posted a great one in the chat room that said taxi drivers are prohibited from making love in the front seat of their taxis during their shift.
Well, at least they can do the back seat.
Well, I thought, at first I thought it was going to be while they're, like, driving.
It says,
oh, Michael, you have some information to search in the chat room. Oh, that's in Massachusetts, that law with the taxi drivers. Oh,
yeah, I'm looking at the same thing. It says all men must carry a rifle to church on Sundays.
Like, who are they going to shoot? Jesus? I mean,
he's already dead.
Yeah, it's probably going to piss a few people off.
Sorry.
An old ordinance declares goatees illegal unless you first pay a special license fee for the privilege of wearing one in public.
What?
Shut up.
Wait, if it's like the license I have to carry, you have to have it on your person at all times. You get stopped by a cop. Excuse me, do you have your goatee license?
Whatever. Where do they come up with this shit?
It's Massachusetts.
Okay, I'm going to give you the last one because I think this pertains to Jeffrey.
Oh, boy.
Sorry.
You know what?
It's prohibited. Unless all bedroom windows are closed and securely locked.
Wait, what's prohibited?
Well, you know, Jeffrey, he'll suck the damn drapes off the wall.
Is that,
you know,
so the neighbors don't come over and club you?
Oh, man.
I hope you both rot now.
Now, if your husband there could, you know, get us a audio clip of you snoring at night, we would be happy to use that.
Now, I don't really snore throughout the night, but I have this issue of when I start to nod off. Like, if I'm in the car or watching a movie, like, I cannot lay down and try to watch a movie because I pass out unless I'm in bed, and then, of course, I'm awake. But I will, I'll be starting to nod off, and then all of a sudden I will, like, snore so loud that I wake myself up. It'll just be like... And I, like, wake myself up because it, like, hurts my nose, and it's so loud, and then everybody's just staring at me. Like,
that actually
horrible.
Happens to me. It happened once when I was in class in college. It was so embarrassing.
Yeah, it's not okay. Well, in the one night, I fell asleep in a chair in my kitchen on Jefferson Street at a party because I was a little bit tipsy, and I started to drool. And it was, like, good way hanging down, and I, like, woke up and was, like, and sucked it back up, and everybody was, like, oh! I'm, like, what? It's not okay. Oh, Mike's going to town in the chat room. What brand? Oh, God, whatever you do, do not say John Deere around Mike. He will
be John
very,
Deere
very
doesn't
upset.
Even make chainsaws.
Well, I don't know. I'm just warning the folks. Don't say John Deere. I don't know what other kinds there are.
So, speaking of branding, how do you guys feel about the
mm-hmm.
How do you guys feel about the new branding on the cigarette packages that the FDA recently passed?
Okay, this is how I feel.
Is it going to stop you from smoking?
No.
Like,
I know what my lungs look
down?
Like.
It's a very long toilet flushing clip.
Okay, wait. I have to interrupt this conversation because I just saw one for a law in Florida. It says gay men are not allowed in public bars unless accompanied by a child.
What?
Matt Klein? I mean...
what?
Well, he never listens, so we don't have to worry about that. That just blows my mind. Why? Okay. Okay, the fact that a gay boy is not allowed in a bar, whatever, but the fact that the only way he can go into a bar is with a child, I don't know, it seems like there might be another law that's being broke. Could bring up a whole other issue.
What do you do? Look at a 5-year-old and say, Uncle Timmy needs to get some dick tonight. We're going to the bar.
Well, apparently I could just take the daycare and be good, I guess.
It's Uncle Alan and Little Timmy. Get it right.
Oh, for the love.
But then again, Jeffrey, you're all set. You just pick a child. It's like a smorgasbord for you.
He's got more kids in his house than what's-his-face did in a box of chocolates.
What the hell are you two talking about? Have you both lost your mind?
I've been on hiatus.
What the hell happened to the show?
Welcome to Unscripted.
Oh, man. Well,
I just don't even know how to recover from this.
Well, Jeffrey needs to recover. You guys get to listen to a promo.
Catch up with your favorite episodes of Unscripted with Mike and Jeff anytime online. Just log on to unscriptedradio.com and click On Demand. It's all there waiting for you. Follow us on Twitter at Unscripted Radio. This is Unscripted Radio.
Oh, wait, my turn.
If you'd like.
Oh, wait, we just did that.
Wow.
Your favorite episodes of Unscripted Radio.
No, they're both the same. Okay, the hell with you all.
Theme song in the middle of the show has any sort of making sense. I almost thought we were going off 7 minutes early. I can get to sleep.
8 minutes early. No, I just felt like playing it because, well, you two bitches can ramble on like rotted folks, but how many of you can say there's been a song written about you? Go ahead, I'll wait.
I know you're an alcoholic, so I figured I'd let you know in Ohio, it's illegal to get your fish drunk.
Well, whoever was here that night, that one party where they dumped, I think, vodka into my fishbowl, sons of bitches.
Which party was that? Was that the one where we had to throw out your mattress?
Honey, you've never been to one of my get-togethers. And I hate to break this to you.
One after my
I am legendary
much.
For my New Year's Eve parties.
Oh, you don't have any idea how legendary.
Honey, just because
last past year was definitely an odd one, thanks to Michael.
I plead the fifth. It's something that would probably get our rating changed to explicit.
Weren't you supposed to tell us about Easter 95?
Yeah, no. 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 I'd hate to have to end the show early. No.
Well, Easter 95 will be tomorrow night after he's had a few glasses of wine.
No. Not unless you want me to share your Subway story. Yeah, that's pretty much how it worked out, too, the $80 lobster.
I will share the Subway story on a Friday night. That's a good story.
Oh, goodbye, Lori. Thanks for listening. Tonight's been just kind of ridiculous. And tomorrow will be worse.
I'm going to get loaded and call you in tomorrow. Loaded.
Oh, I'm so glad there's a mute button.
Oh, Jeffrey, Lori wants to know if you're going to Sophie's birthday Sunday.
How do you know? Isn't that in the chat room?
I got a private message which was meant for you.
Oh, okay. In the chat room, Jeffrey is logged in as the co-host. But I don't know because we're going to Buffalo, so if we make it back on time on Sunday, I shall be at the shindig. Yes, if you listen to tomorrow, you need to have cocktails because it's our happy hour show on Friday. And we're always off the cuff and ridiculous and just drunk and obnoxious. And apparently I swore, right, Lori?
And maybe, just maybe, Midge Palin will make a special drop-in.
Well, hopefully she'll do a voiceover for tomorrow because that'd be great.
About Easter of 95?
Oh, Madison, you don't even know the can of worms you're opening up, bitch.
Hey, somebody in the chat room told me to ask you. I think it was Lori, actually.
No, it was Lil Shan. And me and her had a conversation about that this morning.
Uh-oh.
And then she's like, God, you're bitchy. I'm like, no. And then it just went on it.
If only I could dig up that videotape from Easter 95.
I hate to break it to you. I have it, and it's buried, and no one will ever see that goddamn video again.
Because maybe she can go, you know, investigating for it.
You won't even find it, because honestly, at this point, I don't even know where it is anymore. I don't know if it got locked in with a bunch of the other VHS tapes
or
whatnot, but no, let's just say Pretty Woman was a whole... It brings a whole new woman meaning to Pretty Woman. And, okay, I will tell you this. The day this video in question that everybody keeps bringing up, you sons of bitches, was the day that the Oklahoma City bombing happened. Okay, I didn't mean for that much silence, but as we were taping this thing, why is there a kid in my house? Oh, my God! What the hell? Where the fuck did that come from?
And this is why it's called unscripted radio.
Dude, I'm just sitting here trying to do a radio show and a fucking cat just hauls ass through my house and's like, meow! And it's like, well, then it's mine, and then it ran back towards the door. What the fuck? Oh, I thought it was a raccoon at first.
I think it's not
you.
I
knew you were gay. I didn't realize that you were that. Can we take that clip and play it over and over tomorrow?
An animal just runs through your house?
Sonia,
it just came out of nowhere. I don't have no cats or no dogs, no nothing in the house. There's no pet rocks, nothing. I'm just chilling here on the couch and shit runs by me? It's not natural.
Lesbian lost her pussy.
And look, we have this huge raccoon in the neighborhood because one night when we were all having a little cocktails on the outside on the front porch.
Hi, Top Crater.
You're echoing and it's outside now.
Okay.
We all fed the raccoon. Call the cat police. Nice. Michael, we have a caller.
Can the cat really come through here?
And we have 2 minutes left. Okay. Hi, I can hear you echoing in my phone. Hi, caller 676. You're on the air. Hurry up because we're almost out of time.
Oh, hi. It's Mike.
Oh, the other Mike?
Yes, it's Mike. I think it was the perfect way to... you know, with that cat.
Well, it definitely took away some time, that's for sure.
I think the cat was the perfect way. That poor cat.
No, you honestly, the cat was pissed.
Yeah.
All I have to say, Mike, if you don't take that sound clip from this show and put it into the soundboard and play it more than the Cindy Stumpo interview.
Well, Joe just told me that the cat actually climbed all the way up the door.
Wow. Don't even
the
know
things
what to say.
That happened on unscripted radio. This is what happens when you're not in the office and I try to come downstairs and I'm like, I'm going to do the show from the living room on the couch. Yeah, not so much. So could you imagine if I was like on shrooms or something? Like, I'd have been like, you would have thought I really went nuts.
Well, we already thought that a long time ago.
Okay, we've got 22 seconds left. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Bye, everybody.
For Easter of 1995 with Jeffrey.
I'm out. On Uncensored Radio, and tonight's show is bittersweet. As you all know, it's our last show prior to going on hiatus. Okay, cue the crying, James. I want to hear you crying. I am, of course, one of your lovers,
you know what?
Daisy.
I'm not even going to cry.
Go ahead.
I'm not even going to cry. I'm just, you know, I'm a little sad that it's over for a while, and I'm going to miss talking to you every Monday.
Well, I'm sure we'll still talk at least once a week. But, you know, I do feel so a little sad. I'm going to miss my blog people out there. I do enjoy doing this show so much. But like I said before, it is not goodbye. It is see you real soon. And with that being said, I'm, of course, Daisy, and joining me tonight is the ever-so-fabulous Jamesy, which I love. And tonight, damn it, we're going to do 90s nostalgia night. Why? Because considering that Uncensored Radio's root, very core essence is 90s, between the Power Ranger that Karen is and Katrina on all that, our show is very much, or the radio station, period, is very much 90s nostalgia. So I want to go into
uh-huh.
that. I want to start off with, I found this article on Huffington Post, and they indicated on there that I don't know, you guys have probably saw that I shared it, Katrina shared it now, but I found this thing that says it's 1,999 things from the 90s to end the nostalgia once and for all. Now, it's never going to end the nostalgia because let's face it, you know. We all remember scrunchies and neon flap bracelets and, you know, just New Kids on the Block and all that other stuff. But I want to get down to the core of it, James. I want to get down to the core. So, TV shows. Obviously, we have all these new TV shows out there, you know, between The Walking Dead and American Horror Story and, what is it, Orange and Black or Black and Orange. You know, we have all these shows, but as a kid, like, what was, like, your number one TV show that you could just not miss?
When I was a kid, the number one TV show that I could not miss, I have a few of them. One of which is, of course, Power Rangers. I mean, come on. I was a 90. I was a kid, and, you know, my first man crush ever was on Tommy Oliver. You know, hello. But I liked, I liked the game shows that were on, like, Nickelodeon, like The Legends
uh-huh.
of the Hidden Temple or Guts or Double Dare, What Would You Do? Like, those shows. Like, those are the shows that, like, define childhood to me, that defined my childhood. I always wanted to be on, you know, Guts or whatever. But then I was also the kid that wanted to become famous and be the musical guest on All That. So.
And here you are, you know, 10 plus years later, and one of the people that you grew up watching is actually your homie, your friend.
I know. Two of the people.
Right?
Actually, three. You know, I have to include Roseanne in that, too, because Roseanne was a show that I watched growing up, and Michael Fishman,
oh, yeah.
you know, was on there. But I've got an opportunity to meet him and know him somewhat on a personal level. And so it's you know, the 90s is like it's all around me. That and I still listen to music from the 90s. NSYNC's first album is constantly on repeat whenever
right?
I listen to it. So
It's tearing up my heart when I'm...
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay. You know what's so funny is that a lot of my influence, like my best friend was older. He was 4 years older than me. And, you know, he was my brother's best friend. So it was just funny that my brother was a habitual dater. So he ended up being my best friend. So a lot of that influence and the music and the movies and the TV shows... it had a lot, like a huge impact on me, like especially like music was like Nirvana, Pearl Jam, Stone Temple Pilots, Counting Crows, Sublime. That's what I grew up with. Like, that's like my core is like, yeah, you know, I have some Sarah McLachlan and I have some Alanis Morissette because let's face it, who didn't watch or listen to them? But I have a lot of stuff.
Right.
Like, I have like metal that I listen to that is just like, so, like Bad Religion. That's probably like one of my favorites. But then I have, like,
dogs,
and people are like, you know what's so funny is that actually, it's so funny, I actually dated somebody that's currently in a band that's super heavy metal, and he is, like, I can't even mention it because it's just, it'll be crazy, but he's, like, super popular now, like, super popular, like, the band might start with an Avenged and it might end with a Sevenfold. I'm just saying. But yeah, like I have a lot of influences because yeah. I have a lot of influence because of my, Oh yeah. You have no idea. No. I have a lot of influence because my dad was a drummer. So that's like what I grew up with. You know what I mean? So I have a really eclectic musical, you know, genres that I like. Like, I can go all the way from classical, which is, like, my grandfather's influence, down to freaking, like, The Police and, like, you know, ska. Like, I loved ska. Ooh, doorbell, who be it? Hello.
I think it's Stephanie.
I'm here. I'm late for the show.
Stephanie's here! Can we get a pause? James?
We got a plus.
Okay, so everybody, Stephanie has had her world turned upside down. So the fact that she's even here today is just amazing. I love you, Stephanie. It's our last show together, so it's a little bittersweet. We're talking 90s nostalgia, girl.
I know.
What you got? What was your number one TV show that you couldn't live without?
Scooby-Doo.
I think that probably goes back later than that, but... Dude, okay, so my 90s nostalgia that I could not miss was Dawson's Creek.
Okay.
I'm sorry. But all of a sudden, the girl from the wrong side of the creek falling in love with the boy and crawling through his window, and that was like... I was in love with Joshua Jackson. I just want you guys all to know. I was always rooting for Pacey.
Oh.
Did you guys watch the show?
Sure didn't.
Aw,
I did not watch Dawson's Creek.
Both of you are blasphemous.
Okay.
What the hell?
I was busy watching In Living Color and stuff.
And I was, like, adolescent in the 90s. So I didn't really watch Dawson's Creek. I was more into, like, Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
You are so bougie right now. I didn't really watch Dawson's Creek, but I watched Sabrina. Really? Did you have to say it like that, James?
I did. I'm sorry. But it's the truth. Like, I mean, I was an adolescent in the 90s. Like, I turned 2 in 1990, and I turned... 11 and 99. So it's like I was too young to really understand Dawson's Creek.
Fuck. Way to make me feel old. Way to make me feel old, James. Jesus. No, but okay, what about like Full House or Boy Meets World or like, do you remember, like, Sweet Valley High? Like, these were all shows that you would have been, you know, a little bit older.
No, I didn't watch Sweet Valley High. I actually never heard of that.
You never watched Sweet Valley High? Okay. So my friend was on it. My friend was on it, so that's the only reason I watched it. I think it was on for, like, maybe 3 seasons, and it was canceled after a while, but that was, like, one of the shows that was, like, it was based off of the books, obviously. So it had those twins. You know those blonde twins that are everywhere? They were, like, in that Leo DiCaprio movie, Basketball Diaries, the twins. That girl has been in everything. She was, like, in White Chicks. Never mind. Okay. Moving on. Let's talk. I'm talking everything, but I did watch In Living Color, so I will say that. Now, Stephanie, what else is another go-to show?
That's tough because, geez, just thinking back to that stuff, I mean, I know I watched In Living Color. I really wasn't into, like, the types of shows, that you're, like the series type things that they have now. And I don't think I really played or watched a whole great deal of TV. My 90s kind of, I was young and I was like riding my bike and stuff and playing outside.
What about like 90210 or like Blossom or The Simpsons?
I remember Blossom.
Punky Brewster.
She said Punky Brewster. Isn't that 80s?
She said I'm an 80s baby.
Okay, well, what about, like, Baywatch or ER?
No.
You had to have watched Roseanne growing up.
Oh, God, I definitely watched Roseanne. Absolutely.
Okay, so there we go. So you watched Roseanne, Let's see. What else is, like, like, Animaniacs. Did you guys ever watch them?
Good, Pinky and the Brain.
Uh-huh.
Hell yeah. What are we going to do today, right? I loved Animaniacs. That was, like, one of my favorite things. I think I still remember this line, and it was the Wacko Yakko and Dot, and he ate a clock. And it was the funniest thing because he's like, hey, give that back. He's like, okay, but it'll take a while. I thought that was the funniest thing because I actually got a grown-up joke. You know what I mean? Like, oh, it'll take a while. He has to poop it out. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, that was my moment. Somebody said, what about Saved by the Bell?
Yeah. I used to
love
it. Home from school.
Yeah.
Okay,
I think everyone wanted to be Zach Morris.
So, Stephanie, who did you have a crush on? Was it Zach or was it Slater? That is the question.
It was definitely Zach.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of girls were always like, oh, my God, Mario loves
but
me
I
so hot.
Like, you know who I used to like? And, again, this might show my age, but I used to freaking love Corey Haim and Corey Feldman movies.
Yes. Yes. Okay, so you do know that one of the friends on our radio station that is currently getting married, so, you know, the one that I'm helping plan a wedding, she may or may not have dated Corey Haim for, like, 2 or 3 years. I'm just saying. I know. I found out, too, I was like, really? A Backstreet Boy and Corey Haim? Damn, girl. Oh, jeez. What about, like, California Dreams? Do you guys remember that show?
Nope.
I remember California Dreams. I loved that show. I wanted to be on that show.
Right?
See.
What about, like, Hanging with Mr. Cooper and, like, the Steve Harvey show? Do you guys remember that?
Yeah.
Dinosaurs.
Not
the Mama.
Yeah.
Dinosaur.
Oh, my goodness, Mama. I love that show. Okay, see, we're getting into 90s nostalgia.
I don't like
how dinosaurs ended.
I don't like how dinosaurs ended, but I liked that show.
It ended like, I don't even remember seeing a final episode. What happened in the last episode?
It was like this like apocalyptic thing deal. Like I don't remember watching it, but I read about it later, And it was like this apocalyptic thing where they were like all being destroyed, and like it was the end of the world for them, like falling into their extinction. And it was like, I'm reading about it, and I'm like, you know, 15, 16 years old, and I'm reading it, and I'm like so sad. I'm like, why would you show that on TV?
You mean they based it off of like history and how the dinosaurs really did get extinct because there was meteor that hit the earth and the volcano erupted? I'm just saying.
Yeah, based off reality, but it was just that. Like, it's a made up show. Okay, it's a fantasy show. Completely made up. Why not make up like a good ending for them? You know, why does it have
to
be all bad? Sad shit.
I love it.
No,
James is so upset.
Saying.
It's a made-up show, damn it. They should have had aliens abduct them. Don't hit me with history and truth. Like, I don't know, a meteor. I'm sorry, James.
Saying,
I love you.
I'm just saying that it was, they could have done it better and made it more, like, lighthearted and fun. As opposed to it being, you know, like, more based on reality. They could have made it more lighthearted and fun, that's all I'm saying.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't even remember watching the last episode. I just remember that shit was always funny when she hit him over the head. She'd be like, yeah, the mama.
Yes, I remember that.
Don't you remember? I'm the baby, God love me. Like, it was the cutest freaking thing ever.
Wait, do you remember, where's the beef?
Oh, my God, yes, I do. You know what's so funny? My mom had a shirt that said, where's the beef? And I was like, and forever, I was like, what the hell does that mean? But, yeah, I do remember. I do. What about, like, okay, childhood crushes. Now, like, I had a lot of crushes, let's just be honest. But I would say, like, my top four were, like, Jonathan Brandis, Joshua Jackson, Jonathan Taylor Thomas, and Mike Vitar. He was Benny Rodriguez from The Sandlot. Those were, like, my top four crushes. Now, do you guys remember The Sandlot?
I loved that movie.
Did you ever see that movie, Stephanie?
I did.
Okay, so that's, like, one of my, like, favorite 90s movie. Did you guys ever, like, want to go pickle the beast? And, wow, that sounded really dirty. Did you guys ever want to pickle the beast? No, but seriously, like, I wanted to learn how to play baseball. I wanted to play on a sand lot on 4th of July and have it lit up by fireworks. Saying, like, that was, like, one of the best freaking movies ever. Now, do you guys share my sentiments?
I don't know about that.
I agree.
Way to kill,
it would have been
way
nice
to kill my nostalgia.
It would have just been nice for me had I been athletically inclined in any sport other than dance.
You're too funny. Well, so I told you my top four crushes. James, do you have anything different?
Well, given that in the 90s, you know, I was, again, 2 to 11, My top four crushes, one was definitely Jason David Frank. Number two, late 90s, would be Justin Timberlake.
Of course.
Number three would be J.C. Tuesday. And who else?
You can't have both. You can't have J.C. and Justin. You need to pick one.
Hey, I didn't have any friends to fight over them with, so I was okay with having both. Thank you. and who else? Oh, okay. This is really stupid, and you're probably going to laugh at me. But
probably.
Marcus Houston and Sister Sister.
Oh, no. I had a crush on him, too. What was that?
Oh,
he did a rap album with another guy. Oh my God! Do you guys remember that?
He was also in the band Immature.
Immature. I had their
song out that is so awesome. I'm gonna send it to you, James.
Why, James? Why not me?
Go for it.
Why don't you love me anymore? I'm leaving
because
you, and all of a sudden.
Because we shared the same crush, bitch. That's why.
I just said I had a crush on him too. I'm just saying.
Okay, I'll copy you.
Okay. CC me, bitch. CC me. So I gotta play devil's advocate. I gotta play. I gotta hop the fence real quick, and I gotta see who was a childhood crush for the boys now, because, you know, obviously we love you, James, but you like what we like. So for the guys, like, who would you say was, I don't know, doable at that age, or your crush? I mean, obviously I think a lot of people would say Topanga was their crush from the 90s, probably like Melissa Joan Hart. Who else do you think would make that list?
Alyssa Milano was definitely a girl crush of mine.
Okay. What about Pamela Anderson, Baywatch? Like, a lot of people had a crush on her.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people had a crush on
her. Oh, Sarah Michelle Gellar, Buffy. Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
I didn't really like that show.
I liked it. What about the two of male bitches,
really,
like Jenny Garth and Shannon Horty?
Doherty?
Yeah, that bitch.
We didn't like her.
Shannon Horty.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and say that I had a crush on Katrina A. Johnson from All That.
Hell yeah, she was a hot chick.
Yeah, I mean, she was a hot bitch. I'm just saying, I'd let her. I would. It's true.
And Finny.
Knowing her, but knowing you two, you probably have when you were drunk and just don't remember.
Hey, listen, that was a long time ago, okay? We don't talk about shit that happened 2 months ago.
Yeah, that's old news.
That's old news. Whatever happened an hour ago is an hour ago. No, I'm just kidding. You're going to see everybody go,
buy dollar store cologne. Really? But yeah, bitches like to bring up the fact that I buy dollar store cologne. Really?
Oh, Lord.
Are you okay?
I can bring up old shit. If people are going to bring up old shit about me, I'm going to bring up old shit about people. There you go. That's it.
Damn, all of a sudden he got an attitude. Woo! Love it. I like it when you're saucy, James. You're so forceful.
Are you drinking tonight, James?
He should be.
No, actually, I'm not.
See? If he were drinking, that'd be more like, you know what? If this is bringing that shit up, then I'm just going to have to tell a bitch. Yeah, he totally saw my face doing that, too. Okay, so Miss Stephanie, did we hear your childhood crushes?
Well, I didn't have that many, honestly. I mean,
ew.
I think I suck when it comes to my 90s brain. I mean, I became an adult at 13.
Oh, that sucks.
So, a lot of this stuff, you know, I was too busy hanging out. But I did have a crush, like, on Marcus Houston. That was one. Yes, Zach from Saved by the Bell. But nobody's special. Nobody was, like, uber hot to me or... I don't really remember having any real big crushes like that except for Corey Haim. I really thought he was, like, freaking God's gift.
He was pretty hot. I'm not going to lie. Lost Boys is probably one of my favorite movies.
Oh, I love that movie.
It's just great. I love both Corey Haim and Corey Feldman. I thought together they were freaking unstoppable. Like, they were just great. It sucks that we lose so many people to drugs and alcohol. And I feel so bad that he couldn't have gotten the help earlier on, you know? Because I think that he could have made a great comeback. I think that if him and Corey Feldman would have got together, done a movie, I would have gone to go see it. Like, they were great. The 90s were, and I would say late 80s, early 90s, that was them. Like, that was their time. So I am going to share a story with you guys, since we are talking 90s nostalgia. There was a certain individual who had done a movie. He had done a couple of small things, but he ended up going to school with my best friend. Now, this said individual, I had a huge crush on him. His name was Andrew Key. So I ended up getting invited to his 18th birthday party, and I was geeking out. I'm talking about Fred Savage was there from the Backstreet, or from...
Oh, Fred Savage, I love him.
Yes, he was there, and he was, like, super, like, good friends with my friend. And, like, Brad Renfro, who another one claimed way too early by drugs, and it totally depresses me, he was there. Mind you, he and I were the same age. He was 13 and smoking a cigarette inside the fighting club. I'm like, for real? You were 13. Like, it was just way too much. And you had, like, Christina Milian and Jessica Biel. So I was allowed during my time from the time that I was about 13 through 16, like, it was always the same group of kids that were in all the magazines, Tiger Beats, the Day 14, all that stuff. And right. I was privy to go to a lot of, like, the celebrity speed slide and celebrity ski thing. And, you know, so I made a lot of friends. And I happened to have been in a movie called Young Hollywood. I was 16 at the time. It was, there was a whole bunch of stuff, like, going on. People were fighting after it was made, that they wanted more money, that they couldn't be released. Lawyers were involved. Anyways, long story short, I had the opportunity to be with my crush during the filming of this movie, which was Andrew Kagan. I was such a nun at that age that I was like, he wants what? And one of the girls is like, oh, my God, he's just so hot. Just, you know, just give him a blowjob and he'll be fine. And I'm like, oh, what? Like, I was so naive. And I was like, ew, no, never. So this is my 90s nostalgia moment. If Andrew Kagan ever hears this, I just wanted a kiss. I didn't want anything else. And you had to ruin it. Motherfucker, ruin my dreams. I'm just saying. Okay. Moving on. If that movie ever comes out, it's going to be so embarrassing because you could totally see me crushing on him hardcore. It was so cute. Jennifer Mulholland's like, Andrew Kagan, I know that name, but the face is escaping me. Yes, it's escaped because, well, he didn't do very many things after he dated freaking, what's her name, Leanne Rimes. You might know him from 10 Things I Hate About You. He was the asshole. Notice it's not far-fetched from reality.
Damn.
Well, there was a lot of stuff that happened afterwards. I was like, for real? Really? You were such a nice guy. Like, his mom did our makeup for the movie. Like, his brother was in it. And, like, all of it, like... I don't know. Crazy times. Anyways, that's my story about my 90s nostalgia moment. Now, obviously, I know that James is here. He's met, you know, Power Rangers, which was something that he watched and all that. So do you have your first story of, like, your childhood encounter of something that was in your 90s nostalgia that you'll never forget?
The fact that Jason David Frank had to fake his smile in my picture.
Ooh. That's
that was
harsh.
Kind of upsetting. And Katrina Johnson bringing me a shot of glazed donut vodka. That's actually a highlight of it. My 90s nostalgia.
Okay, so Stephanie, do you have any like 90s nostalgia moments that you got to kind of like meet or come like face to face contact that you're something that you're never gonna forget?
No, I did a lot of that in my 20s.
Shit. Oh, shit. Now, listen here.
My 90s sucked.
Your 90s sucked?
My 90s totally sucked.
Aw, honey. I'm sorry. I still love you, though.
Thank you.
Oh, by the way. See, I always talk about my friend, I always talk about my best friend, but I never release his name. So my best friend's name is David Lago. He was on Seventh Heaven. He was on Hollywood Safari. He was on Young and the Restless. He was on A Million and One Things. And right now he's performing at the Ruskin Group Theater in Santa Monica, and he's in a play called El Grande de Coca-Cola. It is a funny, funny play. He speaks German throughout the entire freaking thing. If you guys happen to be in the LA area, in Santa Monica, oh my God, go see the show. It is freaking hilarious. Like, it is, you just don't stop laughing. If you like to laugh, you like to have a good time, please, 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 please go support my friend. I love him dearly, and you guys won't regret it. Okay, shameless plug over. With that being said, did we cover movies? We didn't cover 90s nostalgia movies, did we?
Just a little bit. We just
started
to talk about a couple of them, but not too much.
Okay. Obviously, The Sandlot. What is it? This is a kind of harsher movie, but, like, one of my favorite movies is Reservoir Dogs. Don't
oh, my
ask
God,
me
I
why.
Freaking love that goddamn movie.
I love Reservoir Dogs.
I have never
Dogs.
Seen
Don't...
that movie.
Have you ever seen Clockwork Orange?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Dave, you gotta see Clockwork Orange.
Why do I feel like I've seen that? I think I have.
Yeah, this craziest freaking trippy movie.
Uh-oh. Well, like, okay, so what about, like, Edward Scissorhands? Because that was one of my favorite movies.
I thought that was pretty gay.
I wasn't allowed to watch
You're
that
You're so
movie.
Mean. Are you serious? Why?
I'm serious. My mom.
Oh, you
my have God. To ask her.
Jennifer Mulholland said, Wayne's World, party time.
Wayne's World was good. I enjoyed Wayne's World.
You know what? I freaking loved Wayne's World. I like, end up learning the word the Bohemian Rhapsody after that? Because I think,
oh,
like,
yeah.
Everybody...
I'm just
what?
A poor boy nobody loves.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family. I
his,
love that.
His life, but his bones are the teeth.
Okay, so we got to stop before we have to pay for it. But no, like, that was, like, one of the best freaking scenes ever. Like, I remember singing that shit in the car, like, well, obviously, I was, like, 13, hanging around with, like, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22-year-olds. So when we would get in the car, it was fucking awesome. We would play that shit all the time. Awesome. Swing! Oh, I like that. Excuse me? Bacon powder? Seriously, like, one of the best movies. Now, what about, like, I'm going to guess that you didn't watch any of the Mighty Duck movies.
No, I didn't.
Okay, because that was, like, huge in the 90s. Like, that was one of the bigger, like, movies out there. And so I did watch that. I, like I said before, I had a crush on Joshua Jackson, just saying.
His name is terrible. I don't even know who that is.
He's on, is it Bones or, no, The Fringe now. And he was on Dawson's Creek. He was on, I think he was on Varsity Blues, or was that James Vanderbeek? I don't know. One of the two. He's very, he's cute. He's going out with Diane Kruger, which is, she's been in like a million and one movies. I'll send you a picture. Oh, look, you're back. What the hell? Why did you leave it?
My phone died.
People are
going to
be having those problems in about 13%.
Well, no.
Notice she didn't say minutes. She said percent.
No, like, okay, I had my phone was plugged in, and my charger is a USB charger, and it plugs into a box that plugs into my power strip. And
uh-huh.
My USB was disconnected, and I thought it had been charging this whole time, and it died. So I had to reconnect it and restart my phone and call back in.
Do you want to talk about the ultimate, okay, I swear to God this has something to do with Mars, Mercury been in retrograde because it just went direct July 20th, but it's like supposed to be the planet of communication, so, you know, vehicle problems can happen, electronic shit can happen, go wrong, you know, no.
I think it's
not just a coincidence that I had to put $1,100 in frickin' truck repairs on my truck. I went out last weekend, got fucking jumped and robbed, got my fucking purse stolen with my fucking truck keys in it and my cell phone and my wallet, of course. And then when I came home and got a ride, I was like, oh, good, I can just connect to my Wi-Fi with my laptop and freaking use my home phone. No. Because the landscapers were here doing work outside and cut my fucking Verizon line. So then I scramble and get a new cell phone. Don't you know that the fucking internet doesn't work on the goddamn thing and I have to take the shit to Apple? And my goddamn laptop won't connect to Wi-Fi. It's stuck on fucking airplane mode. So I'm just...
Honey,
it's one too many, too much.
I think I need to send you some Valium. I'm just saying. Yes. I think.
And now my cell phone won't stay charged.
But, you know, on the plus side, at least you were able to call in and talk to us tonight, being that it's our last show before we go on hiatus.
And at least you're still alive.
True.
Yes. And to the bitches that jumped you, fuck them.
That fucking nasty cunt.
Ooh, she said the word I hate.
Your fucking man. He's a piece of shit. I left him a year and some change ago to leave him with the slop that he continues to fuck. And you're worried about him, and I don't even want him, and you want to fight me. Okay. Okay.
So, Stephanie.
Never piss off Stephanie and meet her in a dark alley.
Oh, Stephanie just got it coming. No, listen, everyone's like, why didn't you go to the police? Oh, because I'm not going to the police for this problem. Stephanie's just going to get her.
Listen, people.
And it's probably going to come in the form of AIDS. I hate to say it.
In the form of AIDS? Oh, my God. Are you sending somebody to screw her that's infected? That's sad.
No.
It's genius.
Oh, that's her baby's daddy. He fucks everything and everybody. You know what I'm saying? As soon as I found that out, I was like, oh, hell no, I'm done with him. Found out about a whole bunch of bitches. I had a conversation with this chick like a year ago. And we laughed, what a scumbag he is, yada, yada, yada. I said, well, I'm not like these other little nasty girls, so... You know, I ain't going to be running behind him. Oh, I'm done with him too, honey. Okay, yeah, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But I miss that shit. I never look back until fast forward a year and a half later, I'm out celebrating my girl's birthday, and I guess she felt some type of a way, probably because he still tries to get with me to this day.
I like how Jennifer Mulholland just said, this show just went into a whole other direction. Yep.
Is this real?
you know how we do it here at Uncensored Radio. We will hop, skip, and jump about, and we will vent. So we're going to let Stephanie vent about ugly bitches who jump people and do awful things, because if you can't tell your friends at Uncensored Radio, who the hell can you tell?
You know? And hey,
exactly.
You big bitch, I dropped you hard, huh? Well, I'm coming back for some more.
Oh, jeez. Remind me never, like, to get on your bad side, because I think that, you know, I'll probably be hurt somewhere along the line. Just saying. I'll come back to freaking California with no knees, my eye all bloody, I'll be missing a fingernail, my weave will be torn out, and I'll have chunks of my hair missing. Just saying.
Don't worry, honey. That's why I'm going to come to Cali.
You're too funny. Okay, so I know we were talking about 90s nostalgia. We were talking about all the little things that kind of, you know, make us warm and fuzzy and remind us of our childhood. I want to talk about something else that came out in the news today, which was summer camp. Like, I never went to summer camp. And that was, like, one of the things that I, like, totally wish that I would have done. Because you see all these great movies about camp and about, you know, meeting, you know, your one true love or having your first kiss or certain stuff like that. And it just so happens that a 15-year-old girl from Connecticut was kicked out of camp because she had a little boy kissed her. She was kicked out of the camp, and I feel so bad for this little girl. Obviously, her parents are suing because they paid, like, $7,000 to send her to this camp. And she was kicked out because the boy went in for a kiss. Now, did anybody go to camp?
No.
Okay. So, like, what's the number one thing that happens in most movies that deal with going to camp?
Sex.
Yes, and... more wholesome.
This one time at band camp.
No, not this one time at band camp. We're not. This is no American Pie. It does not feel like warm apple pie. I'm just saying. Hey, James, can we get a doorbell?
We sure can. As soon as I find it.
Okay, so... you guys, we have coming on the line with us is Miss Norma De La Cruz. Hi, girl. Oh.
What a
this
do.
This bitch done had her coffee today.
I didn't have a coffee. I had a beer.
Oh, shit. Okay, so Norma is wired. She's ready to go. Norma, have you ever been to summer camp?
No. But one
okay.
time at band camp?
Oh, Lord.
We already did that joke, Norma. We already did that joke.
It's okay. Somehow she was probably going to end it with, I stuck a flute up my, and then, yeah.
And it got
Norma,
stuck.
What's the...
it's been out of a JJ for days.
A bruised vajayjay is not a nice vajayjay, I'm just saying. It was
pretty.
That's right. Hell. Other people got to look at it. I'm just saying, it should be nice, shaven, clean, and unbruised, because that is just not cute.
That's the way I try to keep it.
Don't take the wrong turn.
Okay, so Norma, what's the number one thing that happens on movies that have to do with summer camp?
A guy and a girl fall in love and they kiss.
Thank you. Okay. So I was telling them about this story, okay, on a Huffington Post today. A little girl, a 15-year-old girl, 15, from Connecticut, was kicked out of camp on Monday because a boy kissed her at camp. And so, like, it was a kiss. Like, they weren't even caught, like, doing anything bad. They weren't doing drugs. They weren't having sex. Like, a boy just kissed her. And they were both kicked out of the camp. Her parents are suing because, obviously, they spent, like, $7,000 to send her to this camp. But besides that, I know. Besides that, they say that the little girl suffers from severe anxiety and obsessive compulsive disorder. She's been seen with she's been in treatments with a psychiatrist, and she always felt insecure and inferior to her peers. And when she was with this boy, she was very confident. She felt beautiful for the first time in her life. And then all of a sudden, this camp goes in Westport and kicked her out. Like, this is your child. Would you fight? Would you be like, I'm going to sue the shit out of this camp because you fucked with my daughter's head?
Exactly.
Yeah, more than likely. I mean, it's a natural thing to do, and I kind of see both sides, like, as far as the camp, because of everything that society is dealing with right now, like, obviously, molestation in school and all that stuff, like, you just kind of take extra precaution nowadays, and it's kind of scary, but at the same time, like, it was just a kiss. I mean, if it's, like, kind of a natural thing to do, they're 15, 16, hormones are raging, like, they didn't do nothing beyond kissing, so I don't see why they would have got kicked out. So I think I would have fought for my daughter. Like,
yeah,
if I know,
like, I would think
my daughter,
that with it being kissing, that they had an obligation, you know, like, if that you're responsible. I'm paying you $7,000. If you can't fucking break up a couple fucking teenagers from sharing a fucking kiss, well, you're supposed to be supervising them. Then if you can't control the situation, I don't think the kids shouldn't have warranted that kind of thing. Maybe calling home, maybe some disciplinary action and separation. But, like, what is that fucking thing? Like, okay, even if there's a zero tolerance policy and the kids knew that beforehand, okay, that's one thing. They signed waivers, whatever, okay. But the probability is they probably didn't. That's why the parents are fucking suing them. You fuck with $7,000 of my money and it's going to be a goddamn problem too.
Yeah. Well, no, they're saying that the camp handbook says that it does not, a camp handbook does not prohibit kissing. So the camp handbook says nothing about the kids not being able to kiss, obviously. And what I felt bad for is that this little girl was escorted out of the camp by a, it was a police officer. He was not in uniform, but still, like, okay, I'm a criminal because a boy kissed me? Like, are you serious? I am 15 fucking years old. He didn't even get to first base. Shit, he didn't even step on the mound. I'm just saying, like, what's the big deal?
Dude, that is
seriously
so embarrassing.
Right?
I would be pissed because she's embarrassed. If to be that far off, like, okay, one thing, we put them aside, tell them you can't come back to the camp, but, like, we're calling your parents or whatever. Like, really? You got to escort them out because they kiss? Like, they're 15, 16. That's what your body's going through with your emotions. And at that age, girls are, she probably kissed them because she really, really liked them. And that just sucks because now she's going to be totally embarrassed to be around him.
Right.
You know, and they could have had a relationship, but...
And my question is, were they both kicked out, or was it just her? Were they both kicked out of the camp?
Who has the alien on the phone?
Who's at the airport?
I know. Hold on. Let's see. Oh. Nope, it wasn't Norma. I muted her ass.
It was Steph.
Oh, okay. She was in the airport. We'll forgive her for right now. Okay, so, James, did you have a doorbell?
Maybe.
Okay, so until... Oh, look, there's a doorbell. Hold on. Jennifer, what's going on, girl?
Not the mama.
Not the mama. Tell me about it. So, what you have a question for us?
No, like, you guys were just, like, having, like, a normal conversation, and then it, like, got serious, and I'm like, okay, don't put me in yet, James. But you did it anyway.
Oh, no. See, we're never normal here at Uncensored Radio. You should know that by now. I mean...
It could go from serious to crazy in, like, 2.5 seconds.
If that. It's more like 0.5 seconds. But, no, like... Okay, so you were in the chat room. You and I were, like, totally going back and forth. So you have 90s nostalgia moments. We kind of liked, we had similar crushes, we had similar movies that we liked, but I didn't ask, what was like your 90s top like music, whether it be a band or a boy bandish thing?
I don't know. Cause I kinda
you don't know?
Like everything. I kind of listen to like everything, but like metal and I don't know.
Okay. So I know that you were talking about Dinosaurs, not the mama. Do you agree with James that they should not have had the season finale of historical reference?
I don't even remember an episode of that show, let alone the ending.
Okay, so what was your top 90s nostalgia TV show that you, it was your go-to, you had to watch it every week?
The only show that really got me when it ended was Boy Meets World.
Boy Meets World, Cory and Topanga.
Oh, my God, they can't get like this. They can't move.
I really
oh, geez, okay.
Sequel either, because they're doing a new show, Girl Meets World, which is based on Cory and Topanga's daughter, and I really hope they don't fuck it up. I really hope Disney doesn't fuck it up and make it like about she's a superstar singer who wants to be famous one day, and everyone sings and dances.
Womp womp.
Well, you know, I think that they'll stay true to the form of like, Boy Meets World. Like, you know, back then it was, like, it was really inventive to have, like, Mr. Feeny and the principal, and it was funny, and it was cute for the kids. I'll admit, I watched it, too. I had a crush on Ryder Strong there. I said it.
I just love, though, how Mr. Feeny taught them every year that they were in school.
Never old either. He stayed the same. He was never old. I mean, he was always old, but the like same age forever.
I know. But did they not have any other teachers in that school, really? I mean, they had Mr. Turner for a while, but then he disappeared. And
Mr.
Never
Turner was hot.
Teacher. He was. But you never saw them with another teacher. It was always Mr. Feeny taught, like, every class. Was he, like, the only teacher in that school?
Because he was the greatest teacher. Duh, hello, movie magic. I would want Mr. Feeny at my school, principal, teacher,
okay.
Whatever.
But also, I didn't want him living right next door to me either. Like, that's the weird part, is that not only did Mr. Feeny teach them every year they were in school, he also lived right next door to them.
And he went to college with them afterwards.
And
that's
he went
right.
to college with them.
Oh, my God. Do you know the worst where they went to college, too, was freaking Saved by the Bell, the college years. It was terrible. I was like, really? You guys just ruined it. You guys just should have ended it in high school. You know, since they were in high school for, like, 9 years. I'm just saying, like, they should have never gone to the college years.
It only lasted for 4 years, though. The Saved by the Bell was only on for 4 years.
Yeah, but that's a long time. Like, movie magic, long time, that's a long time. Because, what, there's...
Years. It covers the 4 years that they were in high school. How is that a long time?
Because there's two seasons to a year. Each season is an additional year.
So it was really eight
there's
seasons?
There's one season a year, though. Because, okay, TV shows only do one season a year. If they
no, they don't.
Seasons,
they do, too.
You
think
know,
of it as,
like,
one
it.
Season, but, like, you know how they say, like, mid-season finale, and then it's, like, the season finale? Like, they break it up into two. Like, they, like, say they start fall, right? So it'll start, like, September, October, when the kids go back to school, and then it'll end maybe January or February, okay, for sweeps. And then it'll start back up again March, at the end of March, and go through June. You get what I mean? So there'll be, like, 20 episodes, but they'll break it up into two. So it's actually like a mid-season and then, never mind. Okay, I'm talking to myself.
But you know what? Yes. You brought up the Sweet Valley High, and I didn't watch the show, but I used to read those books all the time.
I went to high school with Harley Rodriguez, which played on Sweet Valley High, and he's the sweetest, he's very cute, very good looking, and it wasn't until after I graduated that I found out that he was gay as gay can be, and I was like, really? Aw. Like, that explains so much. And he's actually dating a New Kids on the Block one. Well, the only one that's gay. And now. Yes. So we got 4 minutes. It's our season finale before we go on hiatus. And we still have Jennifer on the line, so I want to ask her. Jennifer, now that you have us here, do you have any questions for Stephanie, for James, Norma, or myself that has been in the back of your mind that you're just like, ugh, I need to ask them?
Thank you for putting me on the spot.
Of course. Don't you remember? I'm supposed to be the one that's, you know, supposed to run you over with the bus and then put it in reverse.
Yeah.
I mean, you did call in.
Okay, so ponder that for a minute. And ponder that for exactly 26 seconds, which is what you got. And we'll go from there. But, Norma, you started with us on Chick Chat, and I think you might have done one or two shows with the Schmooze. Is there anything that you're going to miss from the group of people that you did the show with?
Daisy's beautiful voice and Stephanie's
beautiful Lord.
Voice. And James' beautiful voice. No.
Okay, so.
I think I'm just going to miss, like, laughing. I laugh all so hard with you guys.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, Stephanie, is there anything you're going to miss? My love.
Absolutely. I'm going to miss everything because I started with Chick Chat, too, with Norma and Daisy, and, you know, we did have some problems with a certain individual, and Norma actually was gone before that individual, and then Daisy and I formed up to start the Schmooze. And the starting out from when I came on, even though it was still Chick Chat, I had a great relationship with the both of you, and James, you too, and I mean, we couldn't do it without him, but all that aside, there's so many wonderful memories that we really did have, you know, from starting out with Winter Ramos on the show to some of the controversial topics that we really dove into and being able to express ourselves. I think that that really is the number one thing that I'm going to miss so much.
Aww. Well, I am definitely going to miss Stephanie, I'm going to miss you guys in the chat room, like Jennifer, Johnny, you know, the people that show up every week and really are huge supporters, and do listen, we do watch the chat room, we do watch our Facebook and Twitter, and we want to just say thank you, thank you, thank you. Like we said before, this isn't goodbye, it's see you real soon. I love James. James has been awesome with Chick Chat, with the Schmooze. He's always screened for us. He's been willing to jump in when needed. So thank you so much, James. To my girl Norma, we will have drinks this weekend, so don't worry, I'll see you then. But I love you. I'm sorry. You should have been on the show a lot longer instead of that other person, so I am a little sad about that. But I love you. You know that. And Miss Stephanie, girl.
Yeah.
My sister from another mister, our Virgos all the way. What can I say, girl?
We're coming back soon, guys. Just so you know, we're gonna plot a revenge.
Uh-huh. It's going to be real good.
In the meantime, starting next Monday, dig in for reruns of Chick Chat and the Schmooze.
All right.
That's right. So if you guys can't get enough of us, you know when to tune in.
love you guys. Thanks for listening.
I'm gonna miss you,
bitches. I know, me too. I'm sending hugs back at you, Johnny.